The exhibit is a very special one, and it focuses on the Civil War and also New York State's connection with that conflict. And, you know, a lot of us New York State residents think of the Civil War as something very distant, not only in time, but in place. But many New Yorkers were deeply impacted and directly involved, and much happened here in the state of New York. So I won't reveal it all right now. You come to the exhibit and you'll find out more. But the concert itself, Molly and my interest in the Civil War really deepened when we worked with Ken Burns on the series, The Civil War. And I think this is true for, you know, the millions of people who saw the series, because by focusing on real people and memoirs of regular people, people's interest in history and the compelling stories was forever changed. You know, concerts like this are a chance for us to share music from that period that touched us in some way. You know, every song and every tune from the era doesn't necessarily speak to people of the 21st century, but there are many that really ring true, and some that have been sung and heard generation after generation. They never died out.
There was a bunch of songs and tunes that you know, I've known since I was a kid and have played at square dances and heard here and there forever, and I had no idea that they came from that period and actually had their start right around, if not during, the Civil War. So that was another exciting discovery, was, you know, to trace a lot some of the music that we've known for our whole lives and find out that it came from that.
You're well known for A Chopin Farewell, and as the theme that was used for the Ken Burns Civil War series. It's what many think of when they think of J. Unger. And if you're looking at this piece in particular, though it was written just a couple of decades ago, written in the style of traditional music, what do you think about traditional style music gives it staying power?
There are some melodies, and, you know, A Chopin Farewell was essentially just a simple 32-bar melody, but it happens to affect people very deeply, and we get letters still weekly from people with personal stories about it, and I can't explain that, really. It's beyond my understanding, but there are melodies and songs that are like that, and they seem to go on and connect with people generation after generation. And our interest in traditional music really, I think, is to latch onto those things and feel part of a community that goes back potentially centuries, and we assume will continue into the future, and that we experience something in common with other human beings and are touched deeply in the same way that they were.